Some conservatives are plainly frustrated with House Speaker John Boehner and want to replace him midterm. The latest murmurs of a coup surfaced after more than 50 Republicans voted against Mr. Boehner's plan last week to avert a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security.
Smash and grab job, huh?
Slightly more complicated than that.
Spoiler alert! Just like George Clooney's plan in the movie Ocean's 11, ousting a sitting speaker is apparently nearly impossible. And maybe that's why would-be plotters aren't really trying to make it happen, NPR's Juana Summers reports.
This story begins with an improbable scheme.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Say we get into the cage and through the security doors there and down the elevator we can't move and past the guards with the guns and into the vault we can't open.
Without being seen by the cameras.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, well, say we do all that. We're just supposed to walk out of there with $150 million in cash on us without getting stopped?
No, members of Congress aren't trying to pull off a heist, but they may as well be. It's just that hard. Here to walk us through the process is Frances Lee. She's a congressional expert from the University of Maryland. Step one?
There is a motion to vacate the speaker's chair. It's a privileged motion. Any member who wants to offer it can offer it.
This part seems easy enough. But the motion to vacate the speaker's chair would be met quickly with another procedural motion, a motion to table. Plus, keep in mind, speakers aren't just elected by the party that controls the House of Representatives. They're elected by the entire House. That throws a wrench into things. So for this whole thing to work, the band of Republicans that want to get rid of Boehner would need Democrats to go along with the plan. But in this case, the slice of the GOP that's grumbling about Boehner is particularly conservative. So it is highly unlikely that they could find common ground with Democrats.
In this case, those who are unhappy with the speaker are on the right side of the Republican Party and not in a good position to coalesce with members across the aisle around another candidate.
That could leave the whole plan dead in the water. But say the motion to vacate succeeds and Boehner was successfully pushed out. Okay, now what?
The difficulty, of course, is finding someone who can garner a majority.
It's not enough to just say Boehner needs to go. House lawmakers would then need to find someone to replace him. That is easier said than done. 25 votes were cast against Boehner in January's speaker election. But the next most popular candidate only received 12 votes. That's a tiny fraction of the number needed to elect a new speaker. And plus, even if things got to the point of new nominations, Republicans who back Boehner would probably just nominate him again. And they say he has enough support to block any other Republican.
Just the Republicans who are dissatisfied with Boehner right now, they're not a majority of the House of Representatives. They're not even a majority of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives.
Here's an alternate scenario. Boehner could step aside embarrassed and Republicans could agree to rally behind someone else. But who would it be? At this point, nobody has made a serious attempt to position themselves for the speakership. That leaves us back where we started, with a speaker that some conservatives are critical of, but concede they can do little about. Lee put it this way.
So that's the difficulty they face. It's really a political difficulty more than it's a procedural difficulty.
So can the House ditch its speaker midterm? The answer is technically yes, but in reality, it's probably easier to knock off a Las Vegas casino. Juana Summers, NPR News, Washington.